Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Get good day with Lake Cabotogama and Voyager National Park. It's Ed Gakely here with Jason Sheehan from the Pines of Cabotogama. And we're talking about the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm doing great, Ed. It's a beautiful day here at the Pines. Looking forward to getting out on the water today, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, it's beautiful all around here. It looks just like a wonderful weekend coming up for July 4th. And I hear you had a bunch of check-ins yesterday.
Yeah, we had everybody's arriving for the 4th. So we've got 19 check-ins yesterday, lots of cabins, RVers, and we've got more coming in today and a little bit trickling in on Wednesday.
Yep. Awesome. And some good events coming taking place here in Cab this weekend?
Yeah. Over at Arrowhead Lodge, they have live music on Thursday, July 5th at 4 p.m. Sam Sackerman's going to be performing. So head over there, grab some drinks, grab a bite to eat, listen to some live music. And then on the 4th, Nathan Frazier is going to be performing starting at 2 o'clock over at Arrowhead. On the 4th of July, there's a Cab 5K. The race starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a fun event, so you can walk, you can jog, you can run your strollers, bring the kids, come out, bring the dogs, go for enjoy a fun community event, raising some money for Voyager's Wolf Project. If registration starts 45 minutes before, so get there at 7:15 and register for the event. And then we have a boat parade.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, it starts at 3 o'clock on the water in front of Sandy Point, all the way on the west end of the resorts here. And we'll make our way east across Cab along the shoreline of the resort, and it ends here at the Pines.
What a great weekend. And I've been to a couple of the boat parades here. They have on Rainy Lake, and you get a lot of boats. They're all dressed up with flags and, you know, people in festive gear and hats and, you know, pom-poms, and looks like a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast. It's a treat to come into Gappa's Landing, which is where the Pines are, and see, you know, all of our guests sitting on the lawn, and it's just full. It's really a thrill being out on the water and seeing everybody having a wonderful time celebrating.
Awesome. And so I know we're going to talk a little bit more with Wiley Schneider this week, because you had a great interview with him, and there was some content that we weren't able to air last week. And so tell us a little bit about your conversation with Wiley today.
Yeah, Wiley dips into some of his other guiding activities. He guides sturgeon fishing on the Rainy River, and he talks a little bit about, you know, his equipment and his experiences there with what that's like. And then he also, before the season starts here at Cab in the spring, he's in the cities as a guide for carp fishing. I've seen it myself. I live down in the cities myself in the off season from up here, and I've seen it before, kind of scratched my head and didn't quite understand it. And it was great to hear it firsthand from a guide about what that experience is like.
That's pretty cool. And it's bow fishing as well off of these. They're almost like skiffs with big lights on them and generators, and pretty cool to see out there.
Yeah, it is. It's like, because it's at night, and it's like an alien spacecraft out on
right
as they're fishing the shoreline.
Well, you know, I'd love to listen to this guy, young guy that's making a life out of living on the lake and doing what he loves. And it's just really, to be honest with you, it's kind of infectious to listen to him talk about fishing and his love of the land and the water. And just sounds like a fun guy to get out there with. And if you can get in a guided trip with him, I think that would be a good thing to do if you can pull that off.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Reach out to him. I think you listen to him, you're going to want to go out and go fishing with him, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, it's going to be Jason Sheehan and Wiley Schneider talking about some carp fishing and some boat fishing and river fishing. And so that's going to be the Lake Cabotogama Fishing Report this week. Let's jump into it.
Let's jump into it. Thanks.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jason. Have a great 4th of July, and we'll be talking next week.
You too. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you.
This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama. Park your RV above it all at the Pines of Cabotogama. With clifftop and lake level full hookup sites, your stay in the heart of Voyager's National Park comes with unforgettable views. Rent a boat, cruise the lake with Garmin GPS, and dock at their private marina, complete with electric and fuel service. Ready when you are. It's RV camping with luxury and adventure built in. Reserve your site now at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge. Just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Kex Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Kex Cove, everything you need and so much more. Kex Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
Welcome to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, your weekly guide to what's biting and what's happening across one of Minnesota's most iconic lakes, nestled in Voyageurs National Park. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Each week, I check in with local guides, anglers, community members, and special guests to bring you the latest fishing conditions, helpful tips, and stories from around the lake. Whether you're here to plan your next trip or just staying connected to the water, last week I met with Wiley Snyder, and there was so much great content, I couldn't fit it all into that single episode. So this week, I'm sharing with you the remainder of that interview. Let's jump in. You offer guided sturgeon trips, too?
Yep.
How does that... So that's a completely different game.
Yeah. Right?
And that's on the Rainy River?
Yep. Totally different world. So I've got a 21-foot John boat.
Okay.
And so I take my 21-foot John boat, and we head up to the Rainy River, drop in, and sturgeon fish up there. It's usually a full day deal and stuff on the river. Big gob of night crawlers, plain circle hook, and I've got a few spots that I just kind of go to and focus on. I only do it in July.
Yeah.
So I take the month of July, water dependent on the river. The water level changes daily up there, I've discovered.
Okay.
I've hit a lot of rocks over the years, trust me. So
maybe that explains the John boat.
Yeah, the John boat. Absolutely. You know, my walleye fishing boat I'll take up there in the springtime, but in July, it's the John boat and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be stranded one day. While I was out there in 4 hours, the water level had dropped almost 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it kind of got a little western pulling the boat out one time, but... It's July sturgeon fishing is absolutely incredible out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, we've had a lot of big fish, a lot of sturgeon over 60 inches over the years.
Oh gosh.
Few over 70s. Yeah. We'll catch a lot of them. And it's not just sturgeon. While we're sturgeon fishing, we'll catch walleyes, we'll catch suckers, you know, we'll catch pike, we'll catch smallmouth. My sister caught a 30-inch walleye while we were sturgeon fishing out there with me. So, I mean, just an incredible time, an incredible experience and stuff. It's different. It's a nice change of pace from the day-to-day norm and stuff. So,
and when I was talking to your dad before the show, he mentioned that you weren't up for the season yet and you were bow fishing for carp.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. So, starting usually around April 20th till June 1st, I guide bow fishing for Edge Bow Fishing. His name is Kurt. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And so I focus around the Twin Cities for that a lot, around the metro areas, Edge Bow Fishing. We have 8 or 9 of us guides now that work all under Kurt and stuff. We all work together, but we spread out all around Minnesota, and Wisconsin a little bit. And we run our trips usually 8 to midnight, for bow fishing, 4 hour trips. And we focus on common carp, and, we got some buffs and stuff there that are mixed in that we'll shoot. A wonderful, wonderful time. You know, we got big boats to accommodate big groups, but it's just a lot of fun. We go out on the water, and with bow fishing at night, we have the lights all the way around the front of the boat.
Yeah.
You see everything. You see, you know, muskies, you see walleyes, you see, just everything. And so it's a great introduction sport. It's very addicting.
Yeah.
First time I ever did it, I was hooked. I was like, yep, this is awesome.
I'm going to have to give it a shot. I've seen it. So I'm from the cities myself.
Yep.
And I've been usually pulling out
of
the lake when I see these like flat pontoon boats with these posts in the corners with this generator running. Right?
Yep.
Am I describing it right?
Yep.
And they got these spotlights on the corners.
Yep.
And you got bow and arrow. Right?
Yep.
And you're trolling. I imagine this is a shoreline.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, so yeah, and I got lights that wrap all the way around the front. We actually do have a couple of pontoons that we have outfitted with lights. Everything's got generators on them. And so, yeah, and our main focus is on the common carp. And so it's kind of crazy how whenever you see them going by, you know, if you're not familiar, you might think it's a spacecraft, you know, going across the water in front of you the way we light it up. But
yeah.
It's just really a lot of fun seeing the different varieties of fish in the lake. You really learn a lot about the lake whenever you're on the water at night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Met some very fun homeowners too that come down and curious on what's going on and stuff. But we focus a lot around the cities, and I think that's what's a lot of fun about it, though, is introducing a lot of people to the sport of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to give it a try. What would you say to a young angler who's looking to turn their passion into a lifestyle or even a profession like you have?
Oh, you know, Jason, that's a great question. I always tell people I'm a dream chaser. I've been chasing my dreams, you know, my whole life, my passions. So coming from that perspective, I'm going to say do it. Just dive heads in, you know, go for it. Up here in the national park, we got to have our captain's licenses. We got to have our, you know, insurance, stuff like that. So just check with, you know, like laws that you might need for where you're at in your area and stuff, if you need that and stuff for certain lakes and the river, the Mississippi and stuff. But I would say, you know, it is a job too at the end of the day. So you got to make sure you know, you're dotting your I's and you're crossing your T's. But at the same time, I think if you can turn your passion into, you know, your job, you never work a day in your life. You've done it yourself with the resort, you know, telling me about it, telling me about how you guys kind of got started up here. So I would say you're a bit of a dream chaser yourself.
For sure.
And so just coming from that perspective, you know, I've tried what people call, a job. Didn't quite work out for me. You know, here I am and stuff. So, and there's nothing wrong with jobs or anything like that. You know, I just not my personality, not who I am. I'd rather be out here. And so for somebody that wants to turn that into their career, I would say, go for it, do it. You know, go on to a few guided trips, see what it's like, you know, kind of get your hands dirty a little bit. It's not just fame and glamour, what people think when they're on the water. There's a lot of time before and after a trip that is involved, you know. But for me, you know, if I got to spend time afterwards retying rigs or cleaning my boat, if that's the hardest part of my day, then, you know, then I'd say I'm doing very well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
My thanks again to Wiley for sharing his time, wisdom, and insights with me. If you're interested in booking a trip with Wiley, you can reach him at 218-839-6842 or visit his website, catchfishhere.com. That's a wrap on this week's Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share with fellow lake lovers. For more updates, lodging, and guided experiences, please be sure to visit thepinescab.com. Until next time, tight lines and be well.
Thanks for listening to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Lake Report with Jason Sheehan and Wiley Schneider. We'll be back next week.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.